Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 57:7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 57:7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. When I'm in a tough situation, my thoughts tend to flit from one thing to another, bouncing between what's happened, what could happen, and what needs to happen. It's difficult to focus because multiple needs at the time pull my attention in many different directions. In order to respond to the challenge and to function in a healthy way, I have to continually bring my thoughts back to land in a safe place, a place that offers calm in the midst of chaos. I find encouragement in knowing I am not the only person who has to do this. The psalmist did it too. Theologians believe he wrote today's verse while hiding in a cave. They suggest it was located in one of two places. It may have been at Adullam, as mentioned in 1 Samuel 22:1, when David hid because he was in constant fear for his life. Or it may have been at En-Gedi, as mentioned in 1 Samuel 24, when David hid because King Saul was hunting him. The chapter opens with David asking twice for God to have mercy on him. He confesses that his trust is in God alone and that he chooses to find refuge under his wings from the calamity he faces. Then he describes his desperate situation to God using three visuals. First, he says he's among lions. It seems he felt that his enemies were much stronger than him and ready to pounce on and devour him. Second, he says he lies among men who've been set on fire. Fire is an element that consumes everything in its path. From this, it appears that he feels helpless to escape unscathed. Third, he refers to men's words about him like military equipment, swords, spears, and arrows. Men were out to kill his reputation with their words. David felt helpless, alone, weary from distress, and no doubt afraid. But at this point, he reels his thoughts in and brings them back to that safe place that offers calm in the midst of his chaos. Perhaps he'd been sitting in the cave's cold, dark shadows, but now he comes to the entrance, to the light, and he looks up toward the heavens. As he does so, he bursts into praise. David declares to God that his heart is fixed. Nowadays, we refer to our heart as being the center of our emotions. We say we love someone with all our heart. But it meant more in the original Hebrew language. It meant the center of thought processes and reasoning as well. So David is declaring to God that the center of his thought processes and reasoning are fixed on him, not on the visuals, the lions, the fire, and the military weapons all bent on destroying him. That word fixed in some Bible versions reads as confident or steadfast or even prepared. In the original language, it meant to stand erect. No wavering, no leaning. The fact that David said it twice, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed," shows his absolute determination to keep his thoughts where they needed to be so he could stand firm and not waver when in that tough situation, hiding in a cave. Here's something that brings so much hope. When David fixes his heart on God, he sees far beyond the cave. By faith, he envisions himself thanking God among the people and singing praise among the nations. A cave is a dark, confined, and sometimes smelly space, but from that place, David praises God for his unfailing love that reaches as high as the heavens, and for his faithfulness that reaches to the skies. He doesn't wait until he leaves the cave, until he's so far removed that it's only a distant memory. He praises there, on the spot, and he's able to do so because he fixes his heart on God. When life leads us to a cave of sorts, a cold, lonely, shadowed place, let's remember David's example. He was there not for any fault of his own, but by God's doing. How easy it would have been for him to blame God or question God's intent toward him. Instead, he poured out his heart to the Lord and acknowledged his trust in him, fixing his heart on God's character, his unfailing love and faithfulness, filled David with confidence, courage, and hope for a good outcome under God's control. No matter what hard situation we face, let's fix our heart on God and praise Him there. Fixing our heart on God leads us to a safe place, a place where we find calm in the chaos. Let's pray. God, we praise you today for your unfailing love that's as high as the heavens and for your faithfulness that reaches to the clouds. It's easy to praise you in this way when things are going well, but not so much when we end up in a cave. Please remind us then that the truth of who you are never changes. You are worthy of all our praise, no matter what our circumstances look like. Help us fix our hearts on you, for that's when we find calm in the chaos. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high, at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.